This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sure, go ahead. All right, listen, we're going to get to your calls. I want to invite Lions fans in as we continue to talk to Piston fans. If you missed the open, Odyssey.com Rewind. It's simple. Yep, you got screwed on the last play of the game, but you also spent the previous 11 minutes and 58 seconds screwing yourselves. So it's both. And I think what I'd like to see is if everybody could now join us in our church, you need star power. You're not going to win with filler. If it's Devin Booker in the corner and not Tim Hardaway Jr., you get that call. And if you concern yourself less with being B.A. Baraka from the A-team and join the NBA in 2025, you probably get a friendlier whistle. I think the Pistons need to level set this summer. I love the foundation they built. I got no problem with defensive culture. The Celtics play great defense. They're your NBA champion, but they do it with stars. They have firepower. You're not going to do it with the Beasley. Like, look, my fear, you're going to lace Beasley with a $100 million deal. You're going to give Durham 140. You're going to do the whole routine of if it ain't rough, it ain't right. I ain't interested. To me, you've got a window here where the East is going to open up. I think you got a level set, make that move forward, and make a bold swing this summer. But no one's denying the league boned you.
Yeah.
So what we're moving into now, I'd love to hear from you. We'll get more of the calls.
Heck, Mike, the league didn't deny. When they came out, they came out quickly and was like,
our why fault. Do they do that? Why do they do the two-minute report?
You know why? Because you might as well get in front of it instead of everybody saying, you know you were wrong. You know what? We were. We admit we were wrong.
But then make the refs sit at a press conference.
Well, it's a pool report. No. This is one of the biggest gripes that I have with sports of why referees get treated so pampered and they get whisked away with security and you're not allowed to look at them when they walk off the court.
Well, they needed security yesterday the way JB was walking after him.
Yeah, well, but again, I'm telling you, Bickerstaff needs to chill. I'll credit him for setting a culture, but he's getting high on his own supply here the last few weeks.
Because JB, what would have happened if you would actually ran into a ref? Then what? You gonna beat him up?
Man, how about this? How many rings do you have? You know what my response to if I were a ref would be? Who are you? Who this? Because I'm sorry, you're not Red Auerbach. You're not Pat Riley. Who are you? Right. You're a guy who left Cleveland and they got better. Take a chill. Right, respect what you did this year, but chill out.
Referee probably like, hey, Chauncey Billups, come get your boy.
No,
come get your boy right now.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying the way JB Bickerstaff is acting. Man, you better be able to go bowling with your rings. You can't do that. You're going to hurt your team long term.
I think so. But because when I saw it at first, I was just like, well, that's not a foul. I saw the replay immediately and was like, well, technically, yeah, that's a foul. Should have gotten called. And I think the league, you know what? We screwed up. Now, it's the most meaningless thing because they're not going to give you foul shots afterwards. They're not going to review it. They're not going to say, hey, you get the final 3 seconds back. It's almost... Mike, you've seen when the Big Ten used to do it. Yeah, we got that play wrong. Sorry about that Notre Dame game.
See, but here's the thing. And Kate had two chances. One just over a minute and one with the final.
He did the elbow jumper.
And then he had turned the ball over right before that possession. You cannot miss those shots. You make that first one at 107, and then Cat shot, it's just they're down one. You're still winning the game.
Yeah, you let Cat go on, a 5-0 run?
By himself.
Yeah. Look, the biggest things yesterday, David, you can pull it. Didn't they go something like 6-27 from deep or something like that? They were terrible from three. They turned it over damn near 20 times. You blew an 11-point fourth quarter lead. Those things have to factor in, too.
Yeah, 7-29 from three.
Sorry, had those numbers a little off. I want to apologize to everybody. That's 24%. Big brain. The point I'm making is, I have no animus. I have no anger. I'm thrilled this team has done what they've done this year. I can't bring myself to a point where I'm yelling and screaming about it because I can't believe they're here. The Dunmore and Iserman has.
Yeah.
And that building was built for him.
It was. The fact that you had seven more possessions than the Knicks had. I mean, you gave it away. Knicks had seven more possessions because you had 17 turnovers to their 10. That's the problem.
19 to 10.
Oh, it was 19? I thought it was 17.
19 to 10, yes.
Oh.
Even worse.
Okay.
So we're rapping about that. We can get to Lions draft as the day goes along. And here's the soft serve beginning of Lions draft talk. We'll get to these calls right now, though.
Yeah, we will. Because, and real quick, when you're the Pistons and you're minus that extra star, it's just Cade. When you're playing games like this, it's very simple. In order to win, you have to make all your free throws and you can't turn the ball over. You made your free throws, but you kept turning up. You have to steal possessions and do whatever you can because you don't have the same caliber of players that they have. Can you beat them? Yes, but it is a simple formula. You cannot beat yourself. And in that game, the ref screwed you over, but those turnovers, man, point to that before you get so upset.
Yeah, and it's totally okay to say they effed you. They did. But they're going to continue to do it because they don't like you. And you don't give them any reason to like you. I mean, that's reality, guys. Like, it's why I've never subscribed to the whole, oh, if it ain't rough, it ain't right, and going to work and work this.
The straight versus everybody?
All of
that. Guess what? Everybody won.
Yeah, but you know what all that is? That's just cliche. It's stale. Cade is good enough. You don't need to do that. And look, the Celtics play defense. Yes, they do. The Celtics are also very comfortable in a race to 130. You have to be able to play the game the way the sport is. I'm not telling you to lose who you are. I'm not telling you to be, Willow. But like, yeah, man, ain't nobody trying to see beef stew.
I get what you're saying, but I think yesterday went into lore with the Phantom Foul, with the process, with all of that. This will be something that people will bring up for years. You know, Detroit always gets screwed up. Hey, you remember this. You remember the Armando Galarraga, and you remember this, and you remember that. This one, we just added a new member to the Hall of Fame.
Then keep being a victim. Then do that. You know what? The hardest city in the world likes to be a victim, apparently. Good. Do that.
The Disrespect Hall of Fame had a new member yesterday.
No, that's all this town does. They want to act like they're the hardest dude on the block, and then all they do is cry in the corner how life's not fair and how they were victimized. Well, which is it? You don't get to do that. Oh, you want to be Ron Holland? You're not even old enough to buy a beer, and you're chewing out Karl Anthony Towns? I thought the best moment of that game was Cade Cunningham saying, this is my team, and you're acting like a fool ass, and he threw him across the floor.
Now, see, I actually thought the best moment of the game was Tobias Harris when he got into Karl Anthony Towns' face because
it was laughable.
No. He had just picked up that fourth foul. He was hoping that he responded, get the tech. Now he has five fouls in the third quarter. So at that one, I was just like, okay, you're playing a little bit of chess here, or maybe I'm giving Tobias too much credit. No, I don't know.
I honestly think this team, it's like delusional. It's like they drink the Kool-Aid, and even guys like Tobias Harris, who's viewed as universally a soft player in this league, thinks he's Mr. T. It's an absurdity. It's an absolute absurdity. He was run out of Philadelphia for being soft. Oh, but you're here, John. You're John, an all-NBA player. Yeah, well, guess what? Cutscene. Just busted your ass.
Well, he had to represent in front of the Detroit celebrities.
Yeah, okay.
See, but that's why I'm upset with J.B. Bickerstaff the way I am. It's because you're supposed to be above it. Let the players be the players, but you got to control the situation. You're acting like a player, being emotional. Oh, we're going to do this, or I'm going after the refs. You got to stop that. David, you got to be a leader.
You know, but players basically take the vibe of their coach. I mean, Monty took the money. They didn't want to be here.
Yeah, you're right. The team played like they were dead.
Right. Well, okay. When's payday? I'll just go out there and play.
Look, Bickerstaff is the coach of the year. He did a wonderful job, but that he has to evolve. This cannot be long-term. Not like this. So, look, we can rap about it. The soft open for Lions draft is simple. What'd you like? What didn't you like? And we'll give you our thoughts as we go along. But apparently, look, people are super hopped up to talk about the Pistons. We're here for it. But I apologize. If you were tuning in to hear me yell and scream, I told you, there's no outcome I was going to be upset about. The fact that they're here is amazing. The fact that they've competed, fantastic.
The fact that they easily could be up 3-1 going back to New York to close it out tomorrow is what I'm like, wow, this team wasn't that far. They're up 3-1, but it hasn't been blowout games where you're just like, yeah, you're not even close. This ain't the grit. You ain't playing like Memphis. You're actually competing.
You mean this Memphis?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that got dusted by OKC? No, not at all. Yeah. But my whole thing is I'm looking towards the future. And look, that Dame Lillard news in the update, it's that type of stuff. The East is going to be much more open starting next year.
Right.
I think the Pistons have to decide who they want to be this summer.
Right. Well, yeah, you know what? One of the top four seeds, you could be one of those teams with home court.
If you do the right stuff.
Yeah, you make the right moves, you could easily get there.
All right, we'll get with the people. 248-539-9797. You guys have spoken, so we'll roll with it. And we'll get to Draft Talk momentarily. We're here till 6. What? It's a lovely shirt.